Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hi.
Hang on a second. I think we've got a, maybe we don't have a intro today. Well, goodness gracious, maybe that was the thing. We talked to somebody last night, and she predicted that something was going to happen right before the show that was going to change the dynamics of the show. And
wow.
I guess what happened is I forgot to automatically turn on our intro. So welcome, everybody, to Take a Break with Gene and Mary. Today's topic is, oh, heavens, I cannot say the word. I can say the word. I've been practicing this word for weeks. Parascated acatriophobia. Parascated acatriophobia. Parascated acatriophobia. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh,
I'm here.
Awesome.
I am here with Gene Alverson, my noon partner in mischief, and my other partner in mischief, Linda Humphrey. I am so happy you're here, Linda. We had such a fun time.
I remembered finally.
Like I told you, set a timer. You join us every day, and I promise you, Gene and I will not disappoint you. Well, I can't promise that. I can't promise that because
Gene.
Some days we might.
How is everybody today?
We're good.
Awesome.
I'm real anxious to find out what the definition of that word is that you were just
parascated acatriophobia.
Yeah, please don't say it again. No, don't say it again.
You don't like the word? Are you a fear? No. Are you afraid of this word?
It causes me anxiety.
Oh no!
You know how I love words, and when I find one that I have no idea what it is, I just tell me what it is there, please.
It is the fear of Friday the 13th.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh,
who would have ever guessed?
That's what it is.
Somebody got to name it, though, for crying out loud.
Well, you know, they named the show. They didn't name the show. Listen to me. They named this phobia. Let me see if I have a reason why. I try to research and figure out why they do things. Okay. The irrational fear of the number 13 has been given a scientific name, which is not parascated acatriophobia. That scientific name is... Oh, I can't even read it. I got to get my page wider here. Triskaidekaphobia.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So there's something beyond the parascated acatriophobia and the triskaidekaphobia.
The scientific name sounds like it's talking about the numbers.
Greek.
In Latin maybe,
the Greek words paraskevi means Friday, and decatreus means 13th. Now, people who are afraid of this day, unlike me, I'm about ready to pick up my cat, go out into the yard, find a black cat, break a mirror, and find a ladder to walk under, because that's just how I am. But the people who have a fear of Friday the 13th, they have a morbid, irrational fear. It's not just, oh, I don't like this. And there's another name for it. Friga triskaidekaphobia. And that's because Friga is the name of the Norse goddess for whom Friday is named. And then the triskaidekaphobia means fear of the number 13. So you have fear of the 13 and fear of Friday the 13th.
I see. Okay.
So that's why we have the whole parascaidekaphobia. Oh, we have another caller. Hold on. Let's see who's on the line. Who's calling? Hello?
Hello? Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm all right.
Who are you?
I'm Ken Marino.
Oh, God.
Hi.
Hang up the phone, people. We're going to end this show early.
I have a phobia. It's called shopophobia.
Shopophobia? I thought it was your neighbor-a-phobia.
Well, that's what it is. It's the fear of your neighbors.
Oh, no.
It really is. I looked it up on Google.
And it's, what is the name of it?
C-O-P-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Just call it Mary Phobia. Y'all, this is Barb Marino's husband. Now, Barb is a saint, and Ken is not. We're going to leave it at that.
Come on.
But you know one of the reasons.
You're talking about the phobia as far as Friday the 13th.
Yes.
I had one time many years ago, I was working on a construction job, and it was Friday the 13th, and I told the customer that I wasn't coming in that day, and she insisted I come in, and I told her I really had a bad vibe for that day, and she says, if you don't come in, you're not going to finish, I'm not going to allow you to finish the job. So I went to work. Well, after I came home from the hospital, because I slit myself with a utility knife and got 7 stitches. The woman kept apologizing to me, saying that I shouldn't have forced you to come in. But yeah, so Friday the 13th always been the store mark on my calendar.
So you really don't like that day, huh? You're not just pulling our leg. Well, you know, there are many people who will not leave their home on Friday the 13th because they are concerned that it will lead to problems. And you know, maybe this is what Yola was talking about last night, Gene. I opened up my pen to write down Ken and Linda's name for today's drawing, and it's all over my hands and it's red. My hands are now covered in red ink. And I didn't know it until I looked down. I'm like, okay, well, there we go.
Yola called it.
But, you know, it's interesting that part of the trepidation around Friday the 13th is rooted in religious beliefs. Because there was a 13th guest at the Last Supper. Judas the apostle, who was said to have betrayed Jesus. And because Jesus was crucified on a Friday, which is known as Hangman's Day, that was already a source of anxiety. So people started putting all this together. And, you know, when people like Ken have situations where they don't want to do something, but they're kind of forced to do it, and then they have a problem afterwards, it just reinforces that fear.
Sure. This is Barb. I just wanted to say I have a good experience. Hi. I had a good experience on Friday the 13th. I had gone to the doctor, and they discovered I had a mass on my leg. And so I reluctantly tried to get into a hospital called Sloan Kettering in Manhattan at the time. And it was almost impossible to get an appointment. So my husband called, and they said, we do have an opening this Friday, but it's Friday the 13th, and a whole bunch of people canceled the appointment.
Oh, my goodness.
Now it's open for you.
Wow.
So it ended up being very good news for me and a great outcome. But so I realized I shouldn't be afraid of Friday the 13th, but it worked in my favor. So
that's
was a great story.
Well,
I'm
more
afraid of my neighbor.
You should be afraid of your neighbor. You really should. Your wife, however, has no reason to fear me. But you, my friend, you my nemesis, you have every reason in the world to be afraid of me. Wait until I finish my book, and I dare you to find yourself in there. I can't tell you how many times I've killed you in my writing. And you never know. You never know when one of those might be enacted in reality. So watch your step. On Friday the 13th, Friday, Saturday the 14th, and Sunday the 15th. You just never know. But did you know that Friday the 13th also has a spiritual meaning behind it? In a lunar year, there are 13 cycles of the moon. And some people find that it is a spiritual day of enlightenment and divine feminine energy. So go away, Ken. But also sacred healing. But anyway, that Ken and I love to hate each other and hate to love each other. We have a very juvenile
relationship.
Well, I think it's a very juvenile relationship that we've got. But that's okay. I try to be kind, and I do try to practice. I'm going to start with you, Ken. This is something that we learned last night. And I will tell you, if you want to hear a great story and you've got 2 whole hours to spare listening to it, listen to our unscripted show last night. Yola was our guest. Did you really enjoy it or not?
It was fantastic.
I didn't listen to it.
I thought it was one of our better shows. I really, really enjoyed it. And we learned another long word that I'm going to have to look up how to actually do this. I don't know if I can do this. Go ahead, Gene.
I don't remember the word.
It's something like onohopoponono. I've got another way of doing this.
And I love Jean's reading. It was very,
wasn't
very
that
nice.
Fabulous?
Yes.
It was really amazing. And because I know some of Jean's story, I kind of know some of what that was talking about. But I'm eager to see when Jean makes his break and where he goes, because he's going to take Be Unique with him. I know that. Okay, the word is Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono. And it's a Hawaiian phrase. It is. And it has to do with healing. So, Ken, I'm going to start with you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you.
Am I going to throw once on this?
I'm not done. Hush.
No.
The last part's important too. I love you.
Oh my God! What does Barbara know about this?
I'm sorry, Barbara. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. No, but this is a powerful word and our powerful phrase, and it does help you put yourself into different perspective. But it's important to do it to yourself. So, Mary, I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. But we're here to talk about Friday the 13th and other phobias. I've got other weird phobias if y'all want to go over those.
Well, you know, the only thing I have to say about Friday the 13th is I learned later on in life that I am just simply a contrarian. And the first time I ever heard about people thinking Friday the 13th was unlucky, I just automatically made it lucky for me.
Yes.
And I've just done that. You know, I've gone with that. And so I've always had good luck days. I'm excited.
Well, you know, there are some people who believe that redheads are unlucky. And I was born into a family of redheads. So go figure. Anyway. Guess what, folks? It's time to end the show, actually. Now, we can take it farther if y'all want to talk longer, or we can draw a name and reveal our trivia question, or we can talk about other phobias. We have five.
Let's do the trivia drawing, and then see what happens, because personally, I might have to get back to work, but I might not. But I'll know in the next minute or two.
All right. Well, the trivia question was, which city hosted the Summer Olympics in 2012? Does anybody know?
London.
Yes, London, England.
Oh, nice.
Now, I'm going to give you the hints because I think they're kind of cool anyway. More than 300 languages are spoken in London. There are blue plaques hanging where famous people live, and there are probably hundreds or maybe thousands of these plaques. People like Karl Marx, Charles Darwin, Sylvia Plath, Charles Dickens. Mozart lived in England. Florence Nightingale for a while. There are more than.
When do I get my car?
Really?
I'm going to buy you a Matchbox car, and I'm going to give you that thing.
No, it has to be a full-size car.
You haven't even won yet. You haven't even won yet. You just are in the drawing. So chill out, buddy. I will give you an extra one. I will give you an extra. I'm writing your name down right now because you had what is your name? Ken. I usually call you other things. But I
named it your cat.
What?
I'm named after your cat.
No, yeah, you are named after my cat. That's exactly right. He was here first. You keep interrupting me. I'm glad I don't have a show with you. Gene is very kind and patient, and he lets me do my thing. More than, well, let me see, 1.265 billion people use London's underground mass transit system each year. That's more than the population of India. London built a dome. It's like it's called the Millennium Dome. It is the biggest structure of its kind in the world. And I think that's where they have a lot of concerts and things. And we had a bonus hint, but I figured somebody would end up getting this. This city has other royal residences. But the Queen still sometimes resides in Buckingham Palace. When she's home, you can always see her royal flag flying from the flagpole.
Interesting.
Linda, are you still with me? You're so quiet.
I've just been listening and getting a real educational experience.
Good. And then along comes Kenny.
Well, I want to thank you because I want to get last week that you sent me, and I love it. It's absolutely wonderful. I'm so surprised.
Awesome. I'm so glad you. And Barbara won. She won her third gift from us last week. And I want you to come over to my house someday when we're doing the show. Select your gift from the treasure box, and sit with me and participate with me in the show.
I'd love to.
That's like a bonus gift. You're not allowed. You're not allowed in, Kenneth. Sorry. My house is big enough for my ego, and that's about it. So you can leave yours at the door. If you can leave your ego at the door, you might can come in. All right. So we've done the trivia question. Whatever.
Now, Mary, I have a question.
Yes.
You said the blog was over. Now, how long is your blog every day?
The podcast?
Yeah, the podcast, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm not
shoot for
writing
15 minutes.
Yeah, we're scheduled for 15 minutes, but I found out, thanks to my delightful biggest fan, Barb, that it will shut off exactly in 15 minutes. So I've extended it to 30 because Gene and I can never, ever shut up on the dot of 15 minutes. I have a timer set on my phone so that it goes off at 14 minutes. So that gives us 1 minute to hurry up and shut up. But this one's gone on longer because we're having fun. But I am shaking my box with everybody's name in it. And Gene always gives me a drum roll and tells me when to draw out a name, and I'll just pull whichever name it is and we'll see who wins.
Drum roll, drum roll, drum roll, and pull out the name.
Please don't be Ken. Please don't be Ken. Please don't be Ken. Oh, fudge. It's Ken Marino.
Ken. All right, Ken.
Ken won. Oh, my gosh. See, and that, now that's proof. That is proof that I'm not rigging this game.
A nice red. Let's see. What did I want? Corvette.
You don't
nice
get what you can get what you want from what is in my particular sponsored treasure chest. I have a small little box, and it looks like a treasure chest. And these gifts are
is
sponsored.
That the one adjacent to the house that has all those nice cars in it? Oh, that's not your property. Never mind. Forget it.
Woosa.
Thank you.
Woosa. You're going to get what I give you, and you're going to like it. You hear me?
I'm going to let your wife pick out your gift for you.
How about that? How do you like them apples? When Barb comes over to pick out her gift from last week, I'm going to let her pick out the gift for you from this week. So.
Okay. You said apples. I like apples. They have
apples?
To be Fuji.
You're too picky. See why, Gene, I'm not normally like this, am I? He brings out the absolute worst in me. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Don't feel like you're isolated.
I'm not isolated. Leave me alone.
I'm on the air. Thank you. Barbara keeps telling me to say thank you.
Well, that is the appropriate response when you've been told you've won something. And this isn't like you're winning a prize. You are receiving a gift. And the gift is in response to your participation on today's show. And this show will probably go viral because of our antagonism. When people find out that you and I are talking to each other again, wait until Laurel and Rich find out about it. I have kinophobia. I can't say that because my cat's name is Ken, and I know a nice doctor named Ken that I wouldn't have a fear of. He would not make me afraid.
This Ken that you're afraid of is your neighbor next door neighbor?
He is my immediate next door neighbor, and he's a nice guy. He really is. For some reason, we created a very middle school grade relationship. I think Ken has a crush on me. He's afraid to admit it, so he's mean to me. And I'm mean right back at him.
I told you to keep quiet about that, okay? You weren't supposed to say anything. Oh, God.
Deal with it now, buddy. It's out in the open. Now, the truth is, Ken, he's a nice guy, but he's a jerk. And I call him on his jerkiness. And so he just deals with it. He and I love to fight each other. And the neighborhood loves to hear us argue. And somebody asked us both one time, are you mad at him? Is he mad at you? I'm like, nope, this is normal.
it's like Mary and I, not Mary, the other one, Anna at camp. Same relationship.
Well, we enjoyed participating in the show today. Thank you all.
Well,
and
thank
hope
you.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you. And
I'm sure glad you called.
Gene, do you have your recorder today?
You know, I just walked away from my car, and it's over there. I can go get it, but that gives us another.
Okay. I can play one of our. Why don't I play our quantum physics exit?
Sure.
It probably talks about tomorrow, but we won't be back until Monday. And Monday we're going to talk about dataism.
Dataism. Okay.
Dataism. Yeah.
Sounds
good. We come up with some really cool things like parascetic trachophobia. I can't even say it anymore. I've said it so much I've forgotten how to say it. I'm going to say goodbye though. Bye everybody. Linda, I love you. I hope we put a bright spot in your day over there in Tennessee.
Thank you for the entertainment. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, Mary?
What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
The sky's the limit. But since we only have 15 minutes, why don't we talk about quantum physics?
Nah, that's too simple.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Rocket surgery and brain science have been talked to death. What do you think about the color green?
Oh, I think it's great. I'll talk about green any day.
Gene, what will we talk about tomorrow if nobody calls the show?
Maybe we can talk about yard sales or maybe the fact that nobody called the show. Hey, Mary, are you ready for tomorrow's trivia question?
I sure am, but I think this time I'll give the answer at the start of the show and let our callers come up with the question.
That's awesome. Great idea. And we can talk about our favorite Be Unique stories, psychics, colors, trees, what trees think about people.
Quantum physics, rockets to Mars, Be Unique documentaries, cat's whiskers.
Well, cat's whiskers, I would like to know more about, I think, because I know nothing at all about them, and I do know some cats.
These are all some of the topics we might cover on weekdays at noon on Be Unique Radio when you take a break with Gene and Mary.
Gene and Mary. And you know, if we aren't talking about something you want to talk about, you could always call in
516-418-5651.
That's right. Check us out at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org.